All right. I'd like to call back into Ways and Means Committee. Resolution 64, confirming the appointment of Nancy Schmidt as Director of Probation. Want to move it, please?
I'll move it.
Second? Ben?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Where are we?
64.
Okay.
All right? 72, increase the employee contribution towards the cost of health insurance benefits for elected official management, non-union employees. Someone move it, please?
I'll move for discussion.
Second?
I'll second it for discussion.
Discussion?
72.
Ben?
I just want to reiterate the point that I had made last week on this. Amber, do you have a packet?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, thank you. Just let me get to it. I feel very strongly that we should only do this for elected officials. At the very least, at the beginning, without a proper salary study, CSEA positions have received increases, so have the PBA, so have the staff association. All of the civil service protected and union protected employees have received a lot of increases over the last 10 years in the contracts that we've approved. Management and confidential employees have not. Aside from the compression issues, which I'm not so sure, you know, one way or the other, how I feel about that. I mean, if you want to be a manager, you're going to be a manager. You know, even if there's somebody who plows the snow makes more than you. But I do have a concern about the ability to attract really good professional candidates, like attorneys and CPAs, people with a professional license that have gone through hundreds of thousands of dollars of graduate school. If they're going to get a lower salary here, and we're now cutting the benefits, which is one of the things that draws professional individuals to public service. I also think that, and we can't make the motions here because we can't amend on the day of the meeting, it would have to be on the floor, but I also think that we should make it go into effect at the next, after the next person takes office, so the next term of office for each position. That would be Paul Van Blarkum, or the Ulster County Sheriff next year, the county executive in the county legislature in 2020, and in 2022, and the DA in 2020, and then the clerk and the comptroller in 2022. Because I mean, we don't change our salary in the middle of our term. I don't think that, or we don't change elected officials' salaries in the middle of a term. I don't think that we should change elected officials' benefits in the middle of the term either.
Glenn.
As it relates to, I would concur with the last resolve. I don't think these individuals should be put up. We have work to do. And next month I'm going to put in a proposal about doing a comp study for this group specifically so that we have a better understanding of what their total comp is in relationship to all of this so that we are making an informed decision with regards to these individuals.
Joe.
I'm okay with the compromise. I think it would be fair to put department heads right into this as well. And I would prefer to see it go through on the first of the year. But I'm for bringing it down, and I would like to continue the conversation with a study to find out how well these...
Well, that's not part of this resolution. I know we'll talk about that.
But let it be noted. I'm interested to hear what Jim and Laura and Tracy think, where you guys are at on it, and Craig.
Tracy?
But I'm okay with a compromise to elected officials.
Yeah, I could be okay with the compromise, too. I don't have... quite the same concerns, although I respect them for the new management non-union, either in compression or in terms of salary, because it's my assumption that if a line is vacant and we're hiring new, that we would adjust the salary to reflect what we needed to get the person. But I'm okay with the the compromise, and I actually strongly support the study, because not having had a study since 2001, it's something we just responsibly have to look at, and we've been hearing about these compression issues, which I don't think this is necessarily addressing the problem, but I think we need to look at that. I would like to see it go into effect for elected officials January 1, 2019. That's just where I'm at, but we'll see where the numbers go.
Jamie, you want to say something?
Joe, thank you for the compromise. Okay, I fully understand where you're coming from. I do think that all the legislators that take the health care should pay the same percentage, though. But a compromise in the future, I fully support, and I thank you for agreeing.
What do you mean about paying the same percentage to all the legislators?
Leave it alone.
No.
Don't go there.
Just leave it at the, you know, at the increase. But I thank you for agreeing to a compromise.
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
Don't.
I retract that statement.
Ken?
I think that we could possibly, I mean, depending on how we want to make these amendments, we could possibly do the amendments separately, the you know, the effective date and the...
I think we would need to, because there's such separate
issues. But that's, you know, I just think that's a way for people to be able to vote on one or the other.
Up, so I want to have a copy of the version.
I will.
Okay. Dave?
I actually, I agree with the chairman. I think that's a good way of going about it. And I agree with the idea of making it a term, you know, with a term, because that makes sense also. I mean, so I'm good with that compromise also. I think it makes sense. And then we do need to look at the others, so I agree with the study. We need to look at it and make that decision, because there is a little problem when you have your, you know, the unions, your union member, and you're paying 20, and then not union members are paying tax. So I believe in equality.
Just so I'm clear, what is the proposed or agreed upon start date?
Ken, I mean, there are you willing to go to the first? I mean, if as a compromise back at you,
I would like to see both amendments go forward, and then there might be a different vote on both of the amendments, or there might be people who want to see it one way. I know that Dave has said that he wants to see it move forward, you know, upon the next term of office. I don't know if everyone's amenable to having it go to the legislature both ways. I mean, that's how I think that, you know, let the votes be counted out there about it both ways.
Could we throw a separate department head? This leaves out management, 170-180 people, the department heads. I feel like when the head of DPW is paying 10%, and you got these young plow guys and gals out there plowing roads at 3 o'clock in the morning at 20%, I think the department heads, I think they all, just about all of them, make $100,000 a year. That would be another one, but I'll separate it. As far as the when it starts, you're saying put both of them up? What happens?
Hold on.
The two dates, that's what you mean, right?
What I'm saying is
the
first amendment would be...
And there again, when the term of office...
Well, it would be an amendment. It's written as January.
What if I vote for both of them and other people do as well?
They're not contrary to one another. The two amendments are, the first amendment that's going to be made by somebody is to remove the last resolve, which includes the management non-union positions.
From the title also.
So the first amendment would be that. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The first amendment would be that, and then the second amendment would be to change the effective date. You would strike January 1st, 2019, and I was just writing upon the commencement of the next term of office for the office considered. So it would be, you know...
So the amendment will either pass or fail, and then you'll vote on
If the second amendment were to fail, the effective date would be January 1st, 2019.
All right. I mean, if you guys, I mean, I think this is overdue, so I don't mind. I think what we've gotten out of 10%, we've gotten out of 10%. I think this is something that should have been done when we started approving these contracts, at least for elected officials. So I really do feel it should start right away. But I'll go through the amendment. That probably means the amendment will pass. And, if we do it this way, I suspect that we'll end up with a further pushback start date, but however we can get this started, I'll take.
Anybody else?
No, I agree with everything that's been said. You know, I think handling it this way with the amendments will get it through. There was some concern in caucus about including management and probably department heads too. So, and this will give us more time to take a look at it, and we'll have some real, you know, financial numbers. So, yeah, we'll proceed with it as is with the amendments on the floor.
In spirit of compromise, I still would say that we're grossly underpaid as legislators. Grossly underpaid compared to our salaries, various other things, to other counties. But in spirit of compromise, I would go for the two amendments that Ken proposed at this stage just to move it forward. Mm-hmm. So in saying that, we have to pass it the way it is, and we'll make amendments on the floor.
Yeah.
All right, so Resolution 72, we have a motion and second, correct? Yes,
yeah.
We did. All right, all in favor say
no
aye.
No matter what, it's as amended.
Well, we can't amend it here.
It came to the committee today as amended with a new added definition of new hire. So approve as amended.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to make a motion to approve as amended. That was before tonight with the black, you know, the bold letter.
So the new hire.
Second as amended.
The new bold letters that are in
there. As amended here. Not what we talked about.
Yep.
All right. So please, who made that motion?
Jim?
Joe?
No, Jim Lee.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm fine with it.
All right, Resolution 88, approving the county amendment in excess of $50,000, Tyler Technologies. Move.
Second.
A second.
Discussion. Roll call, in favor, say aye.
Aye.
89, approving contract of Conduit Enterprise Solutions.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
90. Approving the execution of a contract for the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50 in Nobody County, DC3 Inc. Move. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. Roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
96. Authorize preliminary cost of the clean energy project at Ulster County Law Enforcement Center in the County of Ulster at a maximum estimated cost of $250,000, authorized issue of $250,000 bonds to be paid the cost of. Move.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
113. Authorized renovations of Burroughs Building Phase 1 at the Community College.
I'll move it.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 115. Authorized the Highway Safety Program in and around Ulster County at the maximum cost of $400,000, authorizing the issue of bonds. Move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Mm-hmm. Roll call. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 117, authorize the asphalt overlay of various roads through and in and out of the County of Ulster at a maximum cost of $4,685,000, and authorize the issue of the bond for the same amount.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Tracy,
all in favor say aye.
Question answered on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
119, authorized replacement of Port Jackson Bridge number 171 in and for the County of Ulster at New York, a maximum cost of $147,000. Authorize the issue of such bonds. Move.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Who's the second?
Richie was. I saw him.
Me.
All right. In favor, say aye. 122, authorized replacement of Mundy Bridge, number 124. Maximum cost of $148,000, authorized the issue of $148,000 of bonds. Move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. New business. We have a memo here from the county controller's office. He also gave us, he was at NYSAT this morning, correct, today? Everybody has a copy of all this stuff. I don't see him. You want to talk about it quickly?
He attended Lobby Day. We have a nice set with other controllers and treasurers today to lobby state senators for passage of that provision in the budget.
This is the internet itself.
All right. Anything else? Motion. Ken, yes?
Yeah. I believe that Deputy County Executive Cornell, he just mentioned to me that there's some new information that came to light. I make a motion we go back into a very brief executive session to discuss the previous issue that we were going over.
So moved.
Bring the attorneys in, please.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any legislator like to stay, they're more than welcome to stay. Everyone else, we'll make a motion to get out with no action taken in executive session.
Good night.
All right. We went to executive session. No action was taken. Motion to adjourn, Ways and Means.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
6:15. Yep.